Well, another example of our government just falls over itself to accommodate mining. This time it's the state government's legislation, the New South Wales Rural Fire Act, which is in the spotlight. The Act bans, rightly, the lighting or maintenance of fires during total fire ban periods. But true to form, miners are exempt. Coal seam gas outfits, for instance, are allowed to burn gas exhaust through chimneys so long as sparks don't escape. I wonder who's monitoring that. Meanwhile, farmers aren't even allowed to harvest during high fire danger periods in case a spark from the header starts a fire. Farmers are arguing rightly. It's one rule for them and another for mining. They say allowing coal seam gas mining to burn gas during fire bans is potentially endangering communities close to the mining. In particular, they point out that Santos's gas wells in the Pilliga Forest near Narrabri present a real fire risk. Alastair Donaldson, whose property adjoins the Pilliga, says Santos's wells pose an unacceptable fire risk. He said, they say the risk is minuscule, but once you get to know the area, fuel loads and conditions, there are certain days that make you wonder how the hell they could justify flaring. Meanwhile, farmers have rated last Friday's COAG meeting of federal and state resources ministers as a piss-weak response to community concerns, this is what they said, that leaves no alternative for landholders than to lock the gate. Both the Prime Minister and the Energy Minister Frydenberg got a long letter signed by pages and pages of farmers asking COAG to guarantee their right to their property and to determine who comes onto it. The letter was ignored by both. I think the report card, Josh Frydenberg says, can do better.